Hi, thanks for holding. Is this Nick?
Yes, it is.
Oh, hi, Nick. My name's Tina, and I'm one of the technicians in the department that handles pricing for your area. How are you?
No, I'm okay. How about yourself?
I'm doing pretty good, too. Happy Tuesday, right?
As well, right? Not quite Friday, but I'll take it.
Hey, someone said in our morning meeting, Happy Taco Tuesday, and I thought, I like that even better.
Yeah, that is true.
Right. So I know that you were speaking with Tara, and she's really good as far as explaining the program, but did you have any questions regarding where you're going to appear on the search results or how this works other than pricing?
No, not entirely. Yeah, it's pretty much just counting down to pricing. I've turned down something like this a few times already just because I'm not making that kind of money yet, you know what I mean, to be able to have, you know, extra expenses like this coming out. That's pretty much where I sit, you know.
Got it.
It's barely keeping enough money coming in just to keep the business operating on a daily basis, you know what I mean?
Absolutely. Yeah, and, you know, the nice thing about a program like this is that it easily funds itself in the influx of new business that it brings because you're in Rochester, right, which is a highly competitive area for what you do. And just to give you an idea, over the last 30 days in your area, there were 1,018 searches done just on Google in the keywords that relate to your category. So that tells me that there's a solid book of business in your backyard. The problem is that R4 Construction has a weak internet presence, so it's slipping through your fingers. And this is something that will put you front and center, get your phone ringing, and help you capture that business. And it's so affordable because everything's set at just a flat rate month to month. So they're not going to ask you to sign an annual contract, nor are they going to charge you a higher rate based on the amount of jobs that you receive. Okay, so the main benefit is definitely within the exclusivity, meaning that the position just became available. We are filling it today, so if it's something that you'd like to take advantage of, once we begin working with you, we'll actually block out the entire category, meaning that we cannot work with anyone else that does what you do, and I'm sure that you can see the benefits of being on the first page in front of your competitors, right?
Gotcha.
Yeah, without a doubt, because that will maximize the jobs coming to R4 Construction. But go ahead, you had a question?
You pretty much, it literally just cut and dry. It's just the cost of it. Like, what is the monthly and is it a variable rate?
Okay. So, since you're a brand new business as of 6 months, you will qualify for our new in business rate, which is a 50% reduction off of our regular pricing. And it'll set everything at a flat rate month to month of just $299. The program comes with a one-time setup fee of $99 to get you programmed in. So the initial investment is $398. And what that will include for you is not only your first page listing on Google and Bing, but also we would program you into all of the popular directories that are in your area, as well as the mobile platform. So, for instance, you know how more and more people these days are doing the searches from their smartphones?
Yes.
Right? So that's a different search result altogether. And once we program R4 Construction into the mobile platform, now you're actually going to become available from all of the searches conducted from the iPhones, the Androids, the tablets, even the voice-activated devices such as Alexa. And as you know, that's a huge market that you'll be able to capitalize on. Okay? Now, I see that you have a business Facebook, which is excellent. Because we're a premier partner to Google, Google also allows us to bundle our services with Facebook ads. And it's really cool how it works. I'm sure that you know that, you know, anytime you search for anything online, chances are next time you go to your Facebook newsfeed, there's an ad for that popping up, right?
Yeah.
Yep, so that doesn't happen by accident, Nick. That happens because the search engines are tracking what people in your area are searching for. So we'll make sure that if they are searching for anything that's relevant to what you offer, then next time they go to their Facebook newsfeed, there will be an ad for your company coming up. So it's something that's designed to bring you even more new clients coming from the social media platform. And then you'll have a detailed tracking system, which means that you're going to have the ability to see which new clients came from Google, which new clients came from Facebook. You'll see if they use their GPS directions to locate you, which zip codes they're coming up for. You know, that way everything is very transparent, and you'll see the keywords that they're typing in to find you as well. Okay, so being that this is a month-to-month program, I'm sure it's something that you'd like to take advantage of and give a shot, and that way you can see how well it works, right?
Yeah, the disappointment is I've just spent $1,000 trying to sign up with Angie's List, and that was pretty much like what I had to spare right now.
Oh my goodness. Okay. That's a lot of money.
Yeah, that kind of just like took everything out of like my threshold of what I could do for this month, and like I can't do it today. That's for certain. I don't expect this promotion to be available at a later date and time, but I literally just can't do it right now.
Okay.
Like I did Angie's List as like as a saving grace, you know what I mean, to try to save my own ass here, you know.
Mhm.
I didn't want to do it, but I did it.
We deal with a lot of the Angie List clients, and that's the other side of the coin. That's the lead generation service, right? So it's good that you got probably in on $1,000, but they probably gave you a certain amount of leads that are covered with that, which is, you know, good for you. But what people tell me that deal with that company is because they're lead generation, they're selling the lead to them and to everybody out there, meaning there's nothing exclusive about it. And
exactly.
I hope that you see a strong return on it. But the general consensus of what I hear is that people tell me they're running all over town and bidding on all this work, and then they keep getting undercut by other companies because that lead is going to anybody and everybody out there. And I don't talk to a lot of people that get actual paid jobs off of that service, but for the ones that do you know how they told me they got the job?
Probably undercutting somebody else.
You're right. They had to minimize their rates the lowest because the people that were calling were a bunch of price shoppers just looking for the cheapest rate. Matter of fact, I had this contractor several months ago. He told me he was about $1,000 into his lead fees. He kept getting undercut. So he finally undercut his own pricing and took on a bathroom remodel. But the problem was by the time he counted up his material costs, he actually lost money on the job. And you and I both know that that's not a smart business practice, right? So the first...
This whole Angie's List thing was to get money just in the bank account. I mean, just my general overhead, my insurance, my phone bill, you know, that stuff is draining the bank account. I literally have nothing coming in. Nothing.
Got it. Okay.
Angie's List was like a saving grace to try to make an attempt to not go under.
So I want to give you an option because I had to do this once before and I actually got it approved where they allowed me to put a client into something more affordable to kind of offset some of the, you know, expenses that he had going out as a new business. He actually was a different industry. He was a janitorial company down in Jacksonville, Florida, but he was candid enough to tell me that he only had $50 to his name. And that's because he had just purchased a bunch of new equipment, his licensing, his storefront. I mean, you can imagine his funds were completely depleted. So what I was able to do, Nick, was I worked out the special pricing, and he realized that if he threw it on a credit card, the minimum payment would only be $20 for the month anyway. So he still had to stretch himself tremendously just to try the program for 1 month. But the cool thing is not only did he see activity within his first month, but even before the statement came in, the program had already funded itself. So I would be willing to see if I could get you into that same program. It's called the Friends and Family Rate. What it would do is it would waive your setup fee for you altogether, and it would reduce your monthly fee down to just $249. So that would save you $150 today, plus it would save you $50 each month moving forward. So, you know,
is that on an auto draft, or like, do I like make that payment, or how does that work out?
Yeah, we set everything up on an automatic renewal, but keep in mind you're on a month-to-month subscription. So, you know, today's the 27th. If you thought that was doable, you'd be billed on the 27th of each month. If you ever decided that you didn't want to continue, all we ask is that you call us 3 business days prior to that date to prevent the next month's charge. But I can tell you this, you're never going to cancel, because you're absolutely going to love it. And that friends and family package also comes with a free website. So we typically sell the Google compliant, highly rankable websites for an extra $400. But because that's a friends and family package, they do include the site at no additional cost. So the question is, if I do get that approved, where we get everything going for just $249 out the door, including the site, I'm sure that that's more than fair enough to give you the opportunity to try this so you can see how well it works, right?
Yeah, it just scares the hell out of me, I'll be honest with you, because I literally don't have that kind of money in the bank at all to have reoccurring payments. Like, that scares the hell out of me. It does. Just seeing how the last 6 months went, I'll be honest.
So here's the thing. I don't want you to think that if you said yes, that, you know, we're going to flip a switch and a million calls start flooding in, because that's also not realistic, right? But since there were 1,018 searches done over the last 30 days, statistically speaking, 87% of consumers, when they conduct a search online, they will hire off the first page of Google. So for you as a small business, even a percentage of that is going to be life-changing for you and life-changing for your business. And that's what I mean by a program like this easily funds itself, because it's never a goal of ours to, you know, put someone into a special price like this and charge you $249 a month with the intention of you just breaking even on it, because if that's the case, that's also not a smart business decision, you know? So it's our goal to make sure that every client yields a minimum of a 10-to-1 return on investment, you know, meaning for every dollar you spend, you yield $10 in return. And with a program like this, you know, it's a no-brainer, because we're already putting you where 9 out of 10 consumers make their buying decisions, where that high revenue is generated. And with that being said, Nick, since 87% of consumers will hire off the first page of Google, that only leaves 13%. If you take all of those other sources and lump them into one category and say, let's look at, you know, Thumbtack, Angie's List, Yelp, Yellow Pages, Yahoo, City Search, Super Pages, you name it, all of those sources combined only get 13%, where 87% hires off of Google. So I know for a fact that you're absolutely going to love it. It will fund itself. You'll be with us next year at this time, and you absolutely never will cancel. But also, it has to be comforting for you as a business owner, especially since things are so tight right now, to know, you know, that you have that option to go month to month and track the revenue that you receive and pay as you go. You know what I mean?
True. Give me 2 seconds here.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to get into this job right here. I'm trying to do all this while I'm working. Okay, well, this is where I'm at with it. See, if I can't afford to do this, it drains out of my personal bank account, and then I get yelled at by my wife.
Oh, I see.
However, if she's confident that this is going to make a return, then I've got the green light. I've got roughly 1,000 stashed. I have a business number, and she has that phone in the office right now, and I hate to waste your time, but if you can talk to her and let her know what we're trying to do here, give the rundown, she'll answer that phone, and we can go from there. Pretty much, you'll sell it to her, not me. I'm the business owner, but she, you know,
So what's her name and what's that other number?
So that's my actual business listing number. This number here that you guys have, I'm actually kind of surprised on. So my actual business number is 724-987-8980. And Forefront, I appreciate your patience with me today.
Oh, of course, Vic. You know what? I'm married too, and I want you to be comfortable. I would never ask you to do anything unless you and your wife were, you know, on the same page with it. I will tell you this only because I've been with the company for 12 years. I'm pretty sure that if you put me on hold and called her, that she's probably not going to be opposed to you doing this, only because if you calculate it out, it comes to $8 a day to increase your business. And keep in mind, there's no contract, so it's fully cancelable at any time if you're not happy. You know, so I, like I said, I'm pretty sure that she's not going to be opposed to it, but that's an option also if you feel more comfortable to put me on hold and, you know, kind of talking to her on the other line privately. I wouldn't mind waiting.
Let me just bring her in on this call. Just hold tight real quick, okay?
Okay. Yeah, no problem. I'll wait for you, Nick.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Let's see. And what's your name again?
My name is Tina.
Tina. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. All right. 1 second while I dial it.
Of course.
Okay, I believe the call should be merged now. Are you both there?
I'm here.
I am.
Okay.
Hi. My name's Tina from Local Splash. I'm sorry, Nick didn't give me your name yet.
My name is Jocelyn.
Jocelyn, nice to meet you. I have a good friend named Jocelyn, so awesome. I won't forget about you. So the reason we reached out to your company today is that we are a data service provider to Google and Bing. Our company is called Local Splash, and we had a position become available today for the first page placement on Google and Bing for the categories in your area. So I'm sure that you recall, Jocelyn, that when you do a search online, there is always a couple of companies that come up on the first page that have the little red dot next to them and the corresponding position on the map.
Yes.
Right? So that's where 9 out of 10 consumers make their buying decisions, where the high revenue is generated. Okay, so the beauty of the program is that it's exclusive. Once we fill the position, which we are doing today, we block off the entire category, and we can't work with anyone else that does what you guys do. Okay, so what the program would include is not only the first page listing of R4 construction on Google and Bing, but also it would program you into some of the popular directories in the area, as well as the mobile platform. So I was explaining this to Nick. You know how more and more people these days do the searches from their smartphones?
Yes.
Right? So most people don't realize this, but that's a different search result altogether. So once we program R4 construction into the mobile platform, that's going to make your company available from all of the searches conducted from the iPhones, the Androids, the tablets, as well as the voice-activated devices such as Alexa. And that's a huge market that you'll be able to capitalize on. Okay? Now, because you guys have a business Facebook, I was also explaining to Nick that we're a premier partner to Google. So Google also allows us to bundle our services with Facebook ads. And it's really cool how it works, because you know how when you search for something online, the next time you go to your Facebook newsfeed, there's an ad for that popping up?
Yeah.
right? So that doesn't happen by accident. That happens because the search engines are tracking what people in your area are searching for. So we would make sure that if they're searching for anything that's relevant to what you guys offer, that then next time they go on their Facebook newsfeed, there's an ad for R4 Construction coming up. So it's something that's designed to bring you even more new clients coming from the social media platform. And then you'll also have a detailed tracking system, which means that you're going to have the ability to see which new clients you received from Google, which ones came from Facebook. You'll see which keywords they typed in to find you. And if they use their GPS directions to locate you, you'll even see which zip codes they're coming from. Okay? So Nick has been very candid with me explaining, you know, that you guys are a newer business and things are, you know, tight right now. So I'm trying to get some special pricing approved for you guys that is not available to the general public. And what that would be, it's called our friends and family rate. It would be a flat rate month to month of just $249. Typically, there is a one-time setup fee of $99 that goes on the first payment only. But on that friends and family pricing, that setup fee is waived altogether. Okay. Plus, it also includes a free website for your business. I was explaining to him that typically we sell the websites for an additional $400, but since that's called a friends and family package, the website is also included at no additional cost. So if you guys think that that's doable, what I would have to do is, you know, send out a request to my supervisor and explain the situation. And, of course, I would get an approval or a denial on it. But if I did get the approval to get everything going for $249 out the door, including the site, do you think that that would be doable for you guys today?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm glad you said that because I know that you and Nick are absolutely going to love this program. So I'm excited for you both. Now, did you put the business Facebook together or did Nick do it or you guys kind of collectively did it together? Or?
Technically, my mom did it. I'm not doing social media stuff.
Wow. Yeah, that's awesome. Yeah. Okay, I'm going to put that in the notes. That's very cool. So your mom's a little bit tech savvy, it sounds like, huh?
I guess. We're still trying to figure out how to receive messages off of there for me. At first, I'm an administrator, but it's not, I don't know how it all works, you know. I make one post every 3 years on Facebook, so.
Yes. Yeah, you know, we have a team that would be running the Facebook ads for you, and they'll have you add us as a manager to that page. So any questions that you have as far as, oh, I'm an administrator, I don't know how to go in and get messages, anything like that, that department would be helping you with. And then you could even forward the email to your mother if, you know, she needed to go in and add Local/ as a manager so that we could run ads on it. She could even do that for you. It takes 2 seconds. So, So what I'll do is I'm going to send out the request to get this pricing approved. And then while I wait on the response, I just want to verify your information. So it's my understanding, Jocelyn, that the 8980 number, the one ending in that, is the correct one that you want listed for the business, right?
That is his business number. Are you wanting to get rid of that, or?
No, we're going to keep that number. Everything is, it's already on all the shirts, the trucks, it's everywhere, so we're keeping it.
Yeah, that's keeping it.
Makes sense. I mean, if you've invested in shirts and trucks and you already have that number out there, you definitely don't want to miss out if you eliminate it, you know? So I think that that's smart to keep it. And then what's your last name?
Last name is Colvin, C-O-L-V as in Victor, I-N.
Okay, and then I'll send you, if everything goes well with this rate, a confirmation email. Do you want me to use the one that's on the Facebook, r4construction@outlook.com?
Yeah, that'd be good.
Okay, excellent. And then, oops, it just didn't stick. Let me put it in again. R4 Construction. Okay, good. It's stuck now. Now, for the listing on Google, do you want it to show as R4 Construction, or should I put in Inc. or LLC? What are your thoughts there?
No, I'm a DBA, so it's just R4 Construction.
Okay. Yeah, I like it better that way, too, because my thought on that is that when someone sees you guys on the first page of Google, they're more concerned that you're local and you're credible and you can get the job done rather than if you have an Inc. or an LLC. But it's so funny. Sometimes I talk to people that have one and they insist, oh, I have to have it on there. And, you know, that's fine. It's a preference, you know. So now the 776 Elk Avenue, is that a physical address where you can receive mail?
Yeah, that's the home address and that's where the home office is at.
Perfect. Okay, so I'm going to have Google send you guys a 5-digit PIN code. It will actually come to that address, and it's a very important part of the process. So when you see that coming, just make sure to get that code back to us, okay?
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And then, and Jocelyn, just so you know, since I'm sure you checked the mail as well, it comes in a postcard-sized envelope from Google, and it's very colorful. So sometimes it gets mistaken as junk mail, but if you see that, just make sure to set it aside for us, okay?
Okay.
All righty. And then my light is blinking, so I'm getting a response here. Let me just open this up and see. Oh, excellent. He's authorizing. He said, go ahead and enroll this client in the friends and family pricing. Also include the website. Oh, he said to wish you a very profitable year. That's so excellent. So give me a second here. What was that, Jocelyn?
Our son just got home from school and he thought I was on the phone with Mima. So he said, hi, Mima.
Oh, that's cute. How old is your son?
He's four.
Oh, my goodness. They're so fun at that age. I have a four-year-old granddaughter that age, so that's so neat. I love it. So, okay, so now I did adjust the pricing for you guys, so I can set this up using a debit or a credit card. What works best?
The question is, can I change the card on file at a later date and time? Because we
of
can
course.
Use my personal checking now.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm eventually going to change it to the business account once there's
okay.
actually money in there.
That's easy to do, Nick, because on your dashboard, when you go in and you track the results that you're getting, there's also a tab that says billing. So you can go in and you can change the card at any time, or you could always call us, too. We're here Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. Eastern, okay?
Perfect.
Mm-hmm. So the one you have, does it say Nick Colvin, or is there a middle name or initial on it? Or
my debit card, or
I think you said you're going to use the personal initially, and then you'll change it down the road, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. So just let me know, or is it officially Nicholas on the card? How does your name actually read?
Yes, Nicholas, which is N-I-C-O-L-A-S. And then
okay.
it has my middle of Allen, A-L-A-N.
Okay.
And the last name, Colvin, C-O-L-V as in Victor, I-N.
Okay, and
with
then, self. So it's Nicholas without the H, right? Just N-I-C-O-L-A-S.
Correct.
Okay, and that one
That's
L
correct.
For the Allen. I like that. Your parents were very simple. They kept those extra letters that are not necessary out. That's cool. So is the 776 Elk Avenue the billing address as well?
That is correct.
Okay, so I'm ready for the card number whenever you are.
Okay, 2 seconds. Jocelyn, transfer the funds, please. Can you hear me?
It's 250, or is there tax?
Nope, it's 249 flat. There's no taxes or surcharges or anything like that.
Okay, perfect.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right, so the card number is 4430.
Okay.
4000.
Got it.
3829.
Mm-hmm.
2789.
Okay. Expiration?
08/25.
And the code?
005.
Okay. So what I'm going to do right now is go through a voice verification recording with you, and that will outline your service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. And then I'm going to create an appointment for later today for my technician to call you to go over your keywords, your service area, building your website, and getting you placed. Now, some of this voice recording is a little repetitive of what I just asked you. It's going to have you repeat the business name and whatnot, so just kind of bear with me, okay?
Sure.
Mm-hmm. It says...
Do you still need me for this, or...?
No, all I needed was your okay, you know, because if I'm not making a lot of money, it's coming out of the personal checking, so, you know what I mean?
I'm aware of that, but I trust that you're going to...
Okay. All right. Then you can go ahead and hang up. We got this.
All right. Nice meeting you, Jocelyn. Have a great rest of your week.
You too, Tina.
Say hi to the little guy from me.
Okay.
Thank you. Bye-bye. So now what I'll do is go through that voice recording, and like I said, it's going to have you repeat the business name and whatnot, so just kind of bear with me. It says to ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Oh, you're asking me to repeat it now?
Yes, please.
Okay, that's going to be R4 Construction.
Thank you. And then please state your name and title with the company.
My name is Nicholas Colvin. I'm the owner.
And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of your business?
Yes.
Okay. You're also an authorized user on the billing of the account, correct?
Correct.
Okay. To get results as fast as possible, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
Okay. And then in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes. We just need to elaborate on what that means.
All that means is you already told us about Angie's, and that's fine. That doesn't conflict with this. But you shouldn't have to do anything else for your business virtually online, because this covers the Facebook, the search engines, the first page placement, the whole nine yards, right? But let's say you did want to do something else for your business online. Just make sure that you let us know about it so it doesn't conflict with the programming we're doing, okay?
Gotcha. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's funny. Sometimes people think, oh, if I work with two or three companies for this, I'm going to get twice or triple the amount of results, but actually it ends up conflicting with each other and it hurts you. So I don't foresee that happening, but, you know, if you did want to do something else, just let us know about it. So the payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today, February 27th, in the non-refundable amount of just $249. When your term is complete, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the 27th day in the amount of $249. You may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support. To prevent charges for your next month of service, contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing is due. Do you agree to the renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay, excellent. So that concludes the voice verification recording. And then for the client interview, let's see. I have a 12 o'clock coming up. I know that that's in, you know, like 15 minutes, but there's also a 1 o'clock, or we could do it later this afternoon at like 5 or 6. What do you
think?
That would
be perfect. Later this afternoon would be perfect, because like the whole time we've been on this conversation, I'm taking this house off test for an inspection. So,
So do you want me to do the 5 o'clock or the 6 o'clock?
5 o'clock would be perfect.
Okay, so I'm blocking out an hour from 5 to 6 o'clock Eastern, and that's just in case my technician's prior appointment runs a little bit over and they call you and it's 5:15. Don't panic, Nick. They're going to call you sometime within that hour. And then lastly, since we got you that special pricing that's not available to the general public, I just want you to go in there and acknowledge it with your e-signature, and that will ensure that you're grandfathered into this rate and that it never goes up. So did you get a text from me right now that says thank you for choosing Local Splash?
I did. I just got to click it real quick here.
Yep.
So I apologize. I'm on top of a 10-foot ladder right now. So just
Wow. Be careful. Yeah, that I didn't realize. You're a great multitasker. I don't talk to too many business owners that can juggle all that at once, so that's great.
So I go to the hyperlink, yeah?
Yep, if you go to the hyperlink, it'll open up that page that says Local Splash Terms of Experience. All you have to do once that opens is scroll all the way to the bottom. There's two little boxes that you have to check. One, that you're authorized on the account. Two, that you receive text messages. Once you do that, plug your name in exactly the way it shows on the billing, which is Nicholas Allen Colvin. And then when you confirm the signature, it will ask you for a username and password. Don't worry about any of that right now. That will be provided for you after the client interview. My main thing is just getting the pricing locked in.
Gotcha.
Mm-hmm. And then if, like I say, if you see that prompt for username and password, then that's a good sign. That means it went through.
Okay. Yeah, that's what I got.
Oh, good. Okay, so you got that. Okay, so other than that, you're all good to go. Welcome aboard. I know that you're absolutely going to love it, and I'm so thrilled for you and Jocelyn that this worked out. And then moving forward, our toll-free number is on those text messages as well, and we're available Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. Eastern. My name is Tina, so if you want to talk to me directly, I'm at that same number, and my extension is 777. So once you plug in that 777, it rings directly to my desk. And then if it's just a simple update or a billing question or something like that, you can also select option 1, and then anybody that answers the phone can help you, okay?
Perfect.
All right, so you're all good to go. And I'm going to put a note in here, too, that since your mom created the Facebook, that they can pull some content off of the Facebook to put up on your site. But, of course, if you have something specific that you want on the site, like examples of services or before and after photos of some of your completed work, let my technician know when they call you, and they'd be more than happy to put that up on the site for you as well, okay?
Gotcha, okay.
Okay. All right. So you're all good to go. So have a very profitable year, Nick, and welcome aboard. And then they will be calling you around 5 o'clock this evening. Okay.
Okay. Well, thank you so much for your time and your patience today.
Of course. No problem. You have a great week.
Well, thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.